It makes the board lighter because we removed material. We made the skateboard thicker so it has more structural mass to it.
One of the holy grails of skateboarding is designing a board with enough pop or spring to do tricks and tough enough to handle the punishing physical demands of skateboarding. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
So this is a board we made here in the workshop here at the house, what, 2-3 months ago?
About one or two months ago.
Been riding it that long, killer.
That's skateboard designer and manufacturer Paul Schmidt talking with pro skateboarder Jeremy Ray. The board they're discussing has a new design with air spaces inside like corrugated cardboard. Most skateboards are made of 7 layers of plywood with no air spaces.
So how's the board held up for you?
Surprisingly good.
Good pop?
This one has.
Do you know why the pops lasted?
Why is that?
Do you notice it's thicker than a regular board?
Yeah.
It's got air cavities in it. It's got waffled wood in it. But what happens with there is because the air channel's in there and the way the wood is waffled inside those channels, it dissipates energy. So imagine when you land a trick and all this energy goes through your trucks, your wheels, into your board.
Right.
And you break a skateboard when the energy stopped moving. So what happens is it hits those hollow air cavities and it dissipates the energy. The energy doesn't come out of the hollow air cavity the same as it went in.
Right.
In a 7-ply, you have the same density through the whole thing. So that density carries the energy until finally it dissipates out or flexes the board. You know, hopefully it doesn't break it, you know? So that's why this board has lasted so long for you.
All right. I'm gonna grab an Allen wrench.
You got one right there?
Paul Schmidt is one of the participating scientists and engineers in the Kid Science Challenge, a nationwide competition for 3rd to 6th graders. Check out kidsciencechallenge.com. Pulse of the Planet Science Diaries are made possible by the National Science Foundation.